Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Top 5 at 5 coming up here in a second. Rondé Barber. The evil Rondé Barber.
Got to bury the Bucks. Time to end the curse.
We're going
to
bury the Bucks.
Exactly.
One more hour down at Chickies and Pete's to bring your something to sacrifice to the football gods, and then we're going to put an end to it at 5:30 with Rondé Barber. You think he realizes, before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, because I think that really... like,
toned it down a
little. It did, because I that was always the focus every time that it would be like, man, like that was the year. That was
right.
The year to do it. That was, and then the Super Bowl kind of, you forgot about it until they're playing the Bucks this week. You think he realizes how much, like what we think of that play in this city and how many Eagles fans were affected by that?
Oh, 100%. There's no way he doesn't go to, you know, like autograph signing.
And people say it.
In the area, right? Like, people have to bring that out to him all the time. Because even just outside of Philly, I mean, that's it's a huge moment in his career. That play, it brings him to the Super Bowl, ultimately helps him. I mean, you figure they blew it out in the Super Bowl, right?
They blew out the Raiders.
They blew the Raiders out. So that was kind of the last moment where it was competitive. So, yeah, I'm sure he's been asked about that play plenty.
Rondé Barber, most consecutive starts by a defensive back in league history, 215.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Most consecutive starts by a cornerback, 200.
Is he in the Hall of Fame yet or no?
I mean, if he's not, he's. I mean, he's
got to be eligible.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be close, right?
Who do you think he had the most difficult time covering in that game? Todd Pinkston or James Thrash?
Or Antonio Freeman?
Or Antonio Freeman. That's got to be the first question, right?
I think he might laugh if we were to ask him that.
He's a finalist for this year, so, you know.
Is this his first year?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's always weird to me that guys take multiple times to get in. Like, I understand why, but I almost think if you're a Hall of Famer,
it should be on the first try, and either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not. Like, why all of a sudden are you a Hall of Famer now?
I guess
now?
Maybe numbers change.
No. There's a process you have to go through.
But I'm saying, like, someone's numbers 5 years after they retire might look a lot different than in 15 years.
Well, look at quarterbacks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I would take Donovan McNabb over Phillip Rivers every game ever played.
Matt Ryan, I think, is another good example of just a stat compiler.
Right. Like, Phillip Rivers compiled a lot of numbers. Man, he was a good quarterback, but he'll be a Hall of Famer. Donovan won't, and it's only because he had longevity to compile stats.
Yeah.
I don't think he was a very good player in big games. Donovan McNabb won a lot of playoff games in this city.
I know, yeah. I mean, look, McNabb's the best quarterback in the history of the franchise. Like, again, I agree with you on McNabb. Like, I would even argue Nick Foles in a certain degree. If the Hall of Fame is supposed to tell the story of the league and tell about the great moments and great players, like, who?
Phillip Rivers had no impact on the league.
Yeah, there were no memorable Phillip Rivers games. Well, I guess unless you're Frank Reich and you probably miss him at this point.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
But, yeah, I agree. I don't think Phillip Rivers hasn't done anything memorable or important enough besides just be good for a really long time.
Oh, besides every game he's in, they're down three with him with the ball. Under 2 minutes.
Well, those teams early in his career when he was in San Diego, there was a ton of talent on those teams, and they won a lot of regular season games,
but then
they lost in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, with North Turner and Schottenheimer, they came up small in the playoffs. So there's that. I wanted to mention one thing here. It's the 50th anniversary of the debut of Sanford and Son.
Oh, wow.
Now, are you do you know anything about Sanford and Son, Elliot?
Honestly, I mean, I know the name. I've seen clips, but, like, I'm not going to lie here. I've not watched a lot.
Can you name one character of Sanford and Son?
So the only reason I can, isn't it, is Red Fox?
Right? He's the actor's
name.
Okay,
Zach, then that's all I have. I saw it on Twitter earlier today. I guess Sanford.
He's Fred Sanford.
Yeah. Okay, so I should have known, you know, that.
Well, listen, you're in your 30s.
50 years ago, so you figure... how long did it run? Like 20 years?
No. It wasn't that long.
Okay.
So, no, it was probably maybe 9.
Yeah, so I wasn't born by the time it was over.
The theme song by Quincy Jones, by the way, which is one of the great TV theme songs of all time. Yeah. Jack, do you know anything about Sanford and Son?
The gif of Red Fox that's on Twitter all the time. It's all I know of it.
What a millennial.
It's Fred Sanford. If it's from the show, it's of Fred Sanford.
Okay. Is the guy's name's Red Fox, right?
No, I know, but you wouldn't...
The actor is Red Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the actor's name.
Sorry.
The character name's Fred Sanford. Fred G. Sanford.
Mm.
And,
so
the G would stand for a lot of different things. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's my childhood. Because I started watching it when shows went first run syndication back then. It actually gave you something to watch. Now it's like, you know, there's so much TV out there to watch.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it when it originally was on. I saw it in syndication.
Well, I remember
later on. I've seen every episode over and over and over.
Yeah, like growing up for me, it was like Family Matters,
right.
Growing Pains, Boy Meets World. Like, and you're right. Like then, I remember like watching them when they were on. Now everything's on demand, and you just watch them all at once.
Well, and Sanford and Son was actually featured. To where you could see it every day at
okay.
You know, a decent time. Same thing with Different Strokes, right? Like the early 80s, mid 80s, I've seen all those shows. I love them.
Yeah,
good
so you
times.
Had those shows when you got home. I got like According to Jim and like Tool yeah. Time.
Sanford and Son was more of a 9 o'clock
at
night,
was good.
Nick at Night
oh, yeah,
show.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's what it's called.
By the way, I need a ruling on this. So
yeah.
I texted Jack. So they're remaking the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen.
Right.
Right. And if you remember, in the top 5 at 5 is someone that listens
Who could
to
forget?
Them. Right. He had it listed as one of his top 5. So I texted him this link saying, oh, look, they're remaking Santa Claus. And he responded, so? That was the only, like, how rude is that from 1 to 10?
He's rude.
Yeah. Well, it is rude. Also, like, Santa Claus kind of is on the list. It was like my 5th one.
Okay.
And I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I remember liking it then. I feel no emotion to seeing Tim Allen as the guy.
Elliot, once the top 5 and 5 is over, he doesn't care about it anymore.
Okay.
It's all about the take.
It's
like this stupid take that he put out there on Twitter today. He can't even say it with a straight face.
It's dog mentality.
Wow, I can say it with a straight
face. You cannot say it with a straight face.
Why?
Because you can't.
Jalen Hurts, dude, who cares if they win on Sunday? Jalen Hurts playing well is more important than winning. If they score 14 points, win 14 to 10, who cares?
Jalen Hurts playing well doesn't have any,
but that matters
any effect
more.
On the future.
That matters
no, it doesn't.
More.
No,
yes,
it doesn't.
It does.
It's one game. It doesn't matter more.
It's one game. It's one stupid playoff game they're playing on Sunday.
Right, I know. The same game he's playing.
Right, so we hope he plays well. It's more important than this
dude,
game.
My point is that either the outcome doesn't mean anything in the grand picture of things, and his play doesn't mean anything in the grand picture of things. So why wouldn't I want to win? And my team to win? And you getting a personal victory with Jalen Hurts playing well. It's unbelievable.
I agree with Jack on this. Like, I do think
stupid.
Jalen Hurts' performance is the most important part of this game, flat out. Like, if the whole season is about finding out the quarterback, if the season's not about realistically being Super Bowl contenders, none of us think they go and beat Green Bay next week. Of course you want them to win. Of course that's a great outcome for the game. It means a lot for the franchise. But Jalen Hurts having a big game is huge. If he throws for over 300 yards, you feel really good about that. I mean, you know, I do think that's more important.
And he comes out next year and he can't throw the ball and the league adjusts, so that game meant absolutely nothing.
Well, then what's it mean if they win?
I just said neither one of them means anything. So why wouldn't you want your team to win?
But of the two, I also think Jalen having success, and I understand if they lose, he won't feel good about that. But if Jalen goes out and plays poorly, like playoffs follow people, right? Like they follow players. There becomes a trap. We just talked about
bad players,
Matthew Stafford's not a bad player, and he's never won a playoff game, and he's performed poorly.
Another stat compiler. How about that?
I agree with that. Yeah.
Let's get to the top 5 at 5, Jack. We're already late for it.
So yeah, since we're trying to bury the Bucs and give the Eagles some good vibes heading into Sunday and reversing the curse of 0-2, I decided today for my top 5 of 5 games I wish I could change the outcome to in my lifetime, ranking where the 2002 championship game would be.
In your lifetime.
Yes, in my lifetime, the special designation, yes. So we're not talking about 93, game 7, Joe Carter, whatever, game 6. All right, number 5 is July 26, 2007. Now, you might ask, why would you want to overturn that day? On that day, John Lannon broke Chase Utley's hand. He was batting 336, and it ruined him from winning the MVP that year, thus not validating a Hall of Fame career that we all know should be a Hall of Fame career. Chase Utley breaking his hand July 26, 2007.
Young Jack was devastated, I'm guessing.
Young Jack was very devastated, could not get
sad
over
day,
it.
Yeah.
Young Jack brings this up quite frequently.
Did you cry?
No, I was in middle school. I'm not a baby. I cried in 2002.
Okay.
Actually, I cried in 2011 when they lost. So I guess, yeah, justifiably so. It's a good follow-up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, there's got to be one person that cares about that date. It's just Jack.
It's Jack, yeah.
Good job, man.
Thank you. Number four, Eagles-Rams 2017. Carson Wentz tears his ACL. I wish they could have overturned that. If I could go back, I would change the outcome of that game. Carson never tears his ACL, and I wonder where this franchise is right now.
I think it's safe to say Carson agrees with you on that.
Well, you see where his career's headed?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the great what-ifs in Philly sports is what if he never tears his ACL.
It's probably the best what-if.
It's the best what-if. It is the best.
It's McAdoo being on his way down here and the Giants making him turn around and go back.
Yeah, but that's not a what-if because you know what would have happened, right?
If McAdoo got here?
If McAdoo got here, yeah,
you don't think you don't think he's leading this team to a Super Bowl?
He would have failed. Just like if Carson didn't get hurt, he wouldn't be here right now. He would have failed.
If Carson doesn't get hurt, if he stays healthy in that game, I think they still win the Super Bowl, and he's probably still the quarterback.
Maybe in 2017.
Yeah.
But
I just think that changed everything for him, because then the back injury comes from it.
So what happened this year?
Well, that all this is piled up. That's my point. Like, he suffered a back injury, a torn ACL, a concussion. He went through everything he did in Philly, the full stuff. Like, presumably, you know, obviously you can't tell the future, none of that happens if he tears his ACL.
His problem is decision-making and trying to do too much. It was his problem here, and it's his problem out there in his 1 year.
But it wasn't his problem prior to the torn ACL. I think a lot of the torn ACL, it ruined him in the pocket. Look, accuracy, who knows, right? But in 2017, there is a very clear distinction between before and after the ACL.
That's true. That's true. All right, Jack.
The third game I wish I could change the outcome to is the 2004 Super Bowl. Like, we look back on it now, and it's not one of those, like, oh, what a crushing defeat, even though, like, it was pretty close by the end, and I know John won money on it, so it's not a crushing defeat for him as well.
Was not, no.
But seriously, I mean, that team winning a Super Bowl, I've always contended, would have meant more than the 2017 team winning a Super Bowl, because we saw that team get built up from scratch, and then finally overcoming it and winning that game. I wish I could change the outcome to the 2004 Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think that team... And look, I'm standing in a nice spot. Like, that team had all types of Eagles legends.
Well, it's still the best Eagles team I've seen.
I agree. I think it would have meant more than 2017. I think those guys getting a Super Bowl ring would have meant a lot to the city. So, yeah, I'm surprised it's not number one.
So I would say 2002, which might be number one, knowing that what this list is.
Right.
But, I mean, that's what I would say. But 2004 was, listen, Hugh came back, Trot came back. So it was like the grass isn't always greener on the other side for the Eagles and the player. And they came back and were big parts of it. T.O. was so good. It was a great team. It really was.
Number two, second game I wish I could change the outcome to is 2011 NLCS Game 2.
Yes.
Game 2, not Game 5. They had a 4-0 lead in that game, and Cliff Lee blew it.
Yes.
If they win that game, they're up 2-0. All you do is win one more game. It doesn't even get to game five. Mm-hmm. Ryan Howard never tears his Achilles, and maybe we don't go through a decade of purgatory being in Phillies baseball.
Yeah, I think there's one you're leaving off this that I'm guessing is not going to be number one, but yeah, that's a good one.
Which leads me to number one. I think it's the game we all wish to get overturned, and that is obviously 2002. The reason why we have to bury the Bucks. The reason why we're bringing Rondae Barber up at 5:30, and hopefully this weekend we kind of can. The Super Bowl watered it down, you know, the whole Bucks thing. But I do hope that we can avenge the loss of 2002.
Yeah, the last game at the Vet really adds to that loss.
Yes.
Like, it's a bad loss as it is. But
they should have won. Like, we both looked at the box score.
Yeah,
and we kind of like jogged our memories. Like. If two strip sacks, hit me on Rice all day long, like Andy punting from his own 30, whatever.
It's ridiculous.
The Simeon Rice sack before halftime, because they were on the 20-yard line, and, you know, they go in and get a touchdown right there. It's a much different game. It was 17-10 at that point. Even if you get a field goal, at least you get points on the board. Simeon Rice strip sack, they get the ball, and they down it to end the half. Then the Bucks have the ball coming out at halftime.
Right.
There was also a... they got a field goal. They punted from the 32. They had a lot of opportunities to score points where they left it on the field.
Yeah, so. I mean, just looking at that box score, the Troy Vincent interception that got it to him in Buccaneers territory early on in the game. Lots of chances to win that game. And then, obviously, the Rondae play. I mean, they were down 10 going in. It was before the two-minute warning. I don't know what their timeout situation was.
They had all three.
They had all three timeouts. So, yeah, I mean, that was a very winnable game up until the Rondé one.
They had all three. Yep. I went back and looked
and
at it today.
That's not like Andy, you know.
I went back and looked at it today. It's not. And I was like, wow, they had all three timeouts. So, like, they score right there. There would have been 3 minutes to go. All you need is, I mean, from that point, if they get a first down, the game's essentially over.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't have to call a timeout right away, but if they get a first down, it's over. Couldn't they stop them?
And, I mean, and that's really what it comes down to. The Bucs had cooled off at that point. Now, the one I do think Jack left off there, and it's not a single game, so I guess maybe it wouldn't qualify. But the 0-1 Sixers loss to the Lakers, for me, like in my childhood, was the most painful of the losses. And it's not.
Yeah, but they were
going
to lose that series anyway.
Well,
like,
they
were in every game for the most part.
I feel like, didn't game three they had a big lead or something?
Robert Horry had shots, multiple games where he had big shots that kind of changed the towards the end of the game, too, that changed the complexion of it.
I know it's Eagle City, but, I mean, Iverson, you know, go to Broad Street. Like, how many people would overturn the Super Bowl loss in favor of the Lakers, the Sixers loss to the Lakers?
Like, nobody.
You could overturn one of them. You think anybody picked Sixers?
No.
No? Jack?
No. The one I was considering the Kawhi shot.
Yeah.
And then I was considering Game 7 this year, but then I kind of realized, like, it's a good thing that they're going to get Ben out of town. Like, ultimately, it's going to be a good thing, just so we can move on. We don't have to argue about Ben anymore because he's clearly not good enough.
Right.
So, but they did blow a 26-point lead in that game.
Yeah.
Twice in that series. No,
Jack, you know what, Jack? You're right, man. No, you're right. I mean, the home court, Doc Rivers has these stats against them in game sevens.
Well, but the other thing is if they win this game against the Hawks, or, you know, that game against the Hawks, like, didn't Giannis get hurt in the next round? Remember, he, like, missed the last two.
With a hyperextended knee?
Right.
So
you're not winning.
I don't know.
I mean, the
Hawks were not ready. Like, the Sixers were better than – I think the Sixers were still better than the Hawks. They just blew it. Like, if Giannis goes down and they get out of there, I don't know.
I do know. All right. And then maybe Ben doesn't get thrown under the bus, and then he's not mad. But, you know, he would have done the same thing in the next series, too. That's the
Ben played poorly, obviously, but it is interesting how Matisse Thybulle – catches almost no heat for A, he misses the dunk that Ben passes it to him, but also he fouls a 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
I forget who it was, but he fouls someone shooting a three. Like,
well, he's a young player that's on a rookie contract.
Yeah,
that's
so
why
it's
he doesn't
different.
Catch
I get
crap.
That. I'm just saying.
He's a role player.
He also had a bad end to that game.
Ben also is a role player too. Got a dorm window. Take advantage of a big winter sale through the month of January. 40% off all windows and doors. Call him 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's go to Pat. Pat is in Palm City, Florida. Pat, how are you?
Gentlemen, love the show.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, Pat?
How are you?
I'm in Tampa. I'm getting coffee this morning. I'm out here for work. I'm looking around. I'm seeing nothing but red. I'm seeing the flag. I hate it. And I realize in that moment, I'm in enemy territory. I'm behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna
be
going to
going to the game. First row, section 103, next to the visitor's tunnel. I'm pumped. I'm hoping that the stuff in Washington doesn't happen here. Maybe I am. I'm not sure. I'm pumped, boys. I'm ready to go. I'm going to be at the tailgate. Elliot, I'll see you, hopefully.
Nice, yeah, you're going to be
pumped.
There for sure.
Boys, I got the Jason Kelce mummer hat. I'm going to be wearing it for our boys. I'm excited.
Nice.
I don't know if we're going to win. I think we stand a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I do too. I think the matchups are there for him.
Thanks, Pat.
I do think they're able to run the ball, as I've said. So, yeah, I mean, look, he's got the Mummers hat on, and they win. Maybe he'll get on TV.
Well, Pat's not scared of the game like you, Elliot.
I'm not scared of the game. I'm scared of Tom Brady, to be clear.
Well, you've picked the Eagles to win. So
yeah,
you're...
I think the Eagles win, but I think the number one reason they might not win is Tom Brady.
Okay. I think most people would agree with you there.
Yeah,
but
I'm just man enough to admit I'm scared.
But people would look at it the wrong way. I think the biggest reason they won't win is because the offense isn't good enough. That's what I think.
So I don't know if my confidence in the offense is just like overblown. You could be right. Maybe it's more of a concern. I just they've played well on offense. You know, the second half of the season again. I think they're able to run the ball, and I do think the week off and 2 weeks to prepare like means something. I do think the extra time is going to help.
All right, Mark is in California. Mark, what's up? How are you?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Mark?
This isn't really the reason I called, but with all due respect, there's no way the Sixers in 0-1 would beat the Lakers. I'm sorry.
Oh, I agree. I'm saying I wish they would have. I'm saying if I could pick one to overturn, that would be it.
Elliot loved Allen Iverson, and he loved the Sixers.
Yeah, that was my
team. Yeah.
Well, who doesn't love AI? But, I mean, the Lakers were 15-1 that year. They weren't losing anything.
I agree.
But onto bigger and better things with the Birds and the Bucks this weekend. I actually have a really good feeling about the game. I like our chances, and if we're going to get them, this would be the time, right? I mean, they're hurting in a lot of areas.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's I don't know. I have a great feeling, and I think that the whole tease of Darius Slay last few weeks getting on offense, this might be the year, or this might be the week that we actually see him catch a touchdown or make a play on offense.
Yeah, I mean, they've been setting it up, right? They've been putting him out there. They've been using him as a decoy, and who knows? Like, I think that to a certain degree is how you win this game. You get creative. You do, trick plays, that type of stuff. So, yeah, maybe.
Go to Joe. Joe's in Blackwood, New Jersey. Yo, Joe!
Yo, what's up, Johnny? What's up, Ellie? How you guys doing?
What's up, Joe? How are you, man?
Pretty good. So, good. Elliot, I kind of disagree with you like the last caller. Would have loved for the Sixers to beat the Lakers, but we didn't have enough firepower for them.
Yeah, again, I don't think they were going to win.
Yeah, the question was, if you could reverse any of these things, Elliot wished the Sixers would have beaten the Lakers.
The only thing I would reverse, honestly, is the Eagles-Patriots game, the Super Bowl. I would reverse that one because that one hurt to me more than Tampa.
Mm, all right.
Yeah,
they were at the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. But as far as this Sunday and Tom, I'm not scared of Tom. I think what people fear about Tom is more so Tom, Patriots Tom. Like, if he was still with the Patriots, we would have feared the Patriots more than Tom. Mm. But, you know, Tom's not knocking him as a good quarterback. But when you really look at his 7 Super Bowls, 4 of them were won by defense and a run game. His first 3, he was a game manager. Last year, he didn't play that well. The defense and the run game bailed him out.
So yeah, I mean, he had some clutch moments in those games, like, you know, late games taking him down the field. You're right that he hasn't won these games with, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns in each of them. You're right about that.
Right. And I think the Eagles with the momentum, I tell people a lot this past week, I'm not saying we're like the 2017 Eagles, but we do have that chip and something to prove. And who knows where that'll take us this year.
Yeah, I think they have a bit of a similar vibe. I think obviously that team was a number one seed, but just in terms of, you know, just how they react to the coach. I think they have a bit of that vibe.
Yeah, very little bit.
Yeah, very little bit
of that vibe. But they do feel like, as far as being together and kind of be everybody's pulling in the same direction and everything like that. I would agree with you there. But I do want to remind people, as far as the offense, they struggled. They scored 7 points against the Giants.
Yeah,
they beat up on a bad Jets team, but then again struggled early against Washington. Did they struggle early against the Giants again?
Yeah, they did.
The second time they played, yeah. and then again against Washington again. And then, like, the Dallas game's just out the window. So it's not like that they've been humming on offense recently.
Right. I mean, the Buccaneers struggled in the first half against Carolina. So, you know, we don't watch the Bucs game. So
and the Jets.
Yeah, so, you know, they're struggling as well. So, yeah.
All right, there you go. I didn't think you were afraid of Brady.
Yeah, I'm afraid of Tom Brady.
Okay, but they're struggling early.
Yeah, they're struggling early, but they're still scoring a lot of points. What'd they end up with Carolina? 41, something
like
that?
Yeah, they crushed them at the end.
Do you think this Eagles team is more likable than it has been in years past?
I think it's very likable.
Right? I think they're a likable group of guys.
I agree.
I think part of it is just there's no pressure this year, whereas the last few years they were still kind of viewed as that Super Bowl team. People had expectations. It was frustrating when they lost for people. I think this year, because of a lack of expectations, I think the cleaning of the slate a little bit without Carson and Doug and just fresh faces with Nick and Jalen.
Yeah.
And Nick's likable, you know? I mean, as like a person, I know people make fun of him at the podium, or at least used to, but I do think he has a likable personality.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I like Nick a lot. I do.
And Jalen's easy to root for, too.
He is. Yeah. Just don't ask him about some playoff game in high school. He may not
want to talk about that.
May not like it. See, he could have just responded and said, "Are you talking about the game that we gave up 71 points?"
That would have been good. Well, then he's throwing his defense under the bus. You know.
Well, I thought, but my point was, like, I know he's guarded, and he already doesn't. He probably looks at McClain and is, you know, he looks at him sideways because he doesn't want to, you know, get torpedoed by him. So I guess that's probably part of it.
Yeah, I think Jalen, you can tell at the podium. He knows what he wants to say, and he's not going to say anything but that. And I think that's a good quality in a quarterback. Like, I wish guys got up there and gave all type of fiery quotes all the time, but from their perspective and the franchise's perspective, that's not good.
No, say nothing for the most part. It's like the coach.
Yeah, you can tell he's from Nick Saban, right, where he says nothing. Saban's the face of that franchise. So,
all right, Rondae Barber's coming up next. It's going to help us bury the Bucks. How does he remember that game? Does he know the pain that he caused this? And what does he think his former team will do against the Eagles on Sunday? That's all coming up next with Rondae Barber, John Marks, and Ike Reese show. It's Elliott in for Ike. Back after. All right, Markson Reese back. Elliott Shore Parks in for Ike. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Rondé Barber here, scheduled to join us like pretty much right now, so hang tight for it. But it is time to reverse the curse.
It's time.
Elliott Shore Parks. 2002 was too long ago.
Almost 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't feel like yesterday, but it doesn't feel like 20 years ago.
Well, you know, games feel like forever ago when you look at the video of them now and they look so grainy. But back then you thought it like.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, just, I mean,
cutting edge TV.
No high definition. It's hard to watch those games now. But Rondé Barber played in the era of standard definition, I guess, football.
Yes.
And of course, he made the biggest play in the 2002 NFC Championship game. And it's time to reverse the curse, Elliott Shore Parks, and bring Rondé Barber on. Rondé, how you doing, pal?
Good. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
No reversing curses on my watch here.
All right. So the question is, do you realize how much pain you caused Philadelphia Eagles fans, this city, me personally, our listening audience, with the interception in that game that sealed the deal and sent you guys to the Super Bowl?
I am very well aware of it, because every time I meet a Philly person, and I meet a lot of them down here in Florida, especially lately, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They always bring it up. It's like, are you Rondé Barber? And I'm like, yes. I hate you. You know, same thing. But I'm a good guy, man. I was just doing my job. You know, I'm sorry you guys were the
Got to do what you got to do.
Sorry you guys were on the receiving end of it.
What do you remember most about that play? I mean, it's certainly a play people in Philly have watched time and time again. But from your perspective, what stands out about it?
Just how quickly it all happened. Mm-hmm. you know, I think when you watch it back, and I've watched it back plenty of times, obviously, it seems kind of predestined, like it was going to happen. But I remember it being like snap, look, ball, and just running. Like, it was like really no thought to it. It's not like I was trying to do anything, or I'm sure Donovan wasn't trying to do any, you know, anything, throw me the football. But they were hurry up offense. He was driving the length of the field. I mean, if you guys remember, that drive was going to change the game.
Yeah,
y'all were going to score a touchdown. It was going to make it a 3-point game, and then all of a sudden, everybody in Tampa's going, "Oh God, here we go again." And you get those instances, right? Where you have to be ready to make a play, and I just made it. It was literally no pre-thought to making that play. It was just reaction, and ball stuck in my hands, and you know, we're running to the Super Bowl.
Wow, yeah. So there was 3:27 to go in the game. It was first and goal from the 10, and Donovan looked left. It was a quick pass, if I remember correctly. It was supposed to go to Antonio Freeman. You said you know, like you weren't thinking about it beforehand. Was that just a reaction? Like, boom, he looked. Yeah. Let me go, and you jumped around.
Yeah. So I'll tell you. Like Monty used to always like the blitz. Whenever a drive started to mount on us, Monty would throw blitzes at us. Right. He'd just throw blitzes at the offense. And that play, we're actually just playing cover two. We were sitting in cover two, red two, just trying to play it safe. But I kind of shimmy toward the line like I was going to blitz. And I guess Donovan thought I was coming. So he pulled the hot route. Was Antonio stopped, you know, like he was going to get the hot. The outside receiver, I can't remember who it was, set up like he could have got the hot too. But he tried to throw it to Antonio. And he basically just threw it right into the heart of the defense. So in hindsight, if I didn't make the play, if I wouldn't have made that play, it would have been my fault because you can't throw that ball there in cover two. But Donovan didn't think that we were in cover two, and he threw it right to me. So the rest is, you know, good for our history, bad for y'all's history.
Have you ever talked to Donovan about this play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Donovan and I are good, man. We've always been tight. We had the same manager back in the day still. Still one of my buddies. I think I had 3 interceptions against Donovan for touchdown.
Oh wow!
Do I feel bad about him? No, but yes, because I really like Donovan. Like, sorry, bro, but
yeah, Rodney, it's hard to hate you because you're such a nice guy, right? Like, I can hear the smile through the radio of you talking about some of your old games. But so take us into that game beforehand, right? Because in recent memory, you struggled against the Eagles, and on top of that, 0-6 in road playoff games, 1-21. There was that stat that was updated after every game where you couldn't win when the temperature was under 40. And the Eagles, if I'm correct, had taken you out of the playoffs the last 2 seasons before that, right? Plus, it was the closing of the vet. I can speak just from being a fan of being at the game. It felt like it was destiny that the Eagles were going to win that game. But you guys had other ideas. Did you come into that game confident, feeling like the Eagles were overconfident about it?
Yeah, because we felt like we were a really good football team. I'll take you back to 1999 when we went to the NFC Championship game against the greatest show on turf, right, in St. Louis Rams. And we lost that game. What was the final score of that game? 11-6 or something. It was, you know, they'd been putting up points on everybody.
Right.
That defense, the defense that you guys saw and 2002 that won the Super Bowl, that had been there for years. Same players. And so our run, as far as we were concerned, started back then. It wasn't in 2002. So we thought we should be where we were. We thought if our defense played well, we could win any game, any Sunday of any year. And so going into that Philly game, we were confident. We knew that those prior 2 years, I mean, it's the reason why Tony wasn't our coach anymore, because we couldn't go to Philly and win. And so as far as you guys saying it was destiny, in fact, it was us telling, we looked at it as this is our destiny. If we're going to get over the hump, we have to beat Philly. And lo and behold, the champion, we beat San Francisco at home in the divisional round. And then we're playing the NFC Championship. Where else? Of course, at Philly. And so Super Bowl was, you know, kind of an afterthought. It's easy to say that now, but Super Bowl was an afterthought after we beat Philly, after we beat you guys that weekend. So, so our mindset, yes, we had one game to win, and it had to be Philly, and it was.
man, I hate how that, it does make sense, Elliot. That
it's interesting to hear from the other side.
Yeah. They thought it was their own destiny, too. It just wasn't ours. Rondé Barber, who made that interception way back. It's almost 20 years, Rondé. You're a finalist for the Hall of Fame this year, right?
Yeah, second year that I'm a finalist. I've been eligible. What is this now? How long have I been retired? I'm old now. Let's see. I think this is my fifth year of eligibility and my second year as a finalist. So
okay.
Hopefully this is the time, man. Hopefully this is the time.
What about your what about the game that's happening this weekend? I don't know how closely you're following what the Bucs and Eagles are doing. What do you think of the game?
I think it's a good matchup. You know, the game earlier in the year, I remember taking note. I watched all the Bucs games every year. I do a show for them, a digital show on their website every week, so I watch all their games. So the game early in the year, I don't remember what the score was, but I remember it being like somewhat of a boring game, right?
Yeah, 28-7, you guys.
Yeah, 28-22, Jalen Hurts wasn't what he is now, in my opinion. And now I think he's kind of embraced, they've all embraced what he can do, and they're not asking him to do too much. They're using him and Miles who are your other runners?
Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, right?
Yep. All these guys. Gainwell had a couple of good games in there as well. Like, they're using all those elements. I felt like early in the year that it was all Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. It was, if Jalen doesn't play great, we're not going to win. And the latter part of the season, you can tell that, you know, balanced offense, a more comprehensive game plan around not just using Jalen, and you're dangerous. I mean, you know, Dallas notwithstanding, week 18, that game was whatever it was. I think the Bucs have to be wary of them, especially because you guys run the football. The Bucs are have been the number one run defense in the league. I think they're number three right now, if I remember the stats correctly. But they've been a little weak against the run here the past couple of weeks. Lavonte David's been hurt for a long time, and Devin White, you know, that combination, Lavonte and Devin White, inside linebacker, when they're playing well, they're hard to run against. But they haven't been playing like they have been earlier in the year. So there's that element. Like, Philly could get them if you're not careful. I mean, next factor, of course, is Tom Brady just doesn't lose football games in the playoffs. But.
Right. Yeah, that's the tough part. I mean, you mentioned, I think the Eagles have improved as a team. They're running the ball better. Jalen's playing way better, too. He missed a lot of throws in that first game that really could have made a difference early on. You touched on a little bit of it, but from the outside looking in, it seems like Tampa Bay, the arrow's trending down a little bit. You mentioned the injuries. Antonio Brown's no longer there. They don't have Chris Godwin. They played tight. Well, they almost lost to the Jets, played tight somewhat against the Panthers. I mean, I think we would all agree the Eagles are a better team now than they were in week six. Do you think Tampa's a better team, or do you think they're a worse team?
I don't know if they're better or worse. I know one thing. They have Tom Brady. And you know where they're better than they have been in the middle of the season? Is that they have a healthy Rob Gronkowski. I don't know how much Tampa y'all have watched in the past 3 or 4 weeks, but since he's been back and healthy, he's dominant. I mean, he is dominant. 100-yard games and I think back-to-back games. Mike Evans is it's hard to say Mike Evans is underrated because he's one of the best receivers in the league, but people don't give him credit.
Particularly
here in the last 2 years because we've had Chris Godwin, who's out on IR, but we brought in Antonio Brown. We brought in all these other receiving options, and he somewhat has been marginalized. But when you put the game on and someone needs to make a play, someone needs to make a catch, and you're in man-to-man coverage, the ball is going to go to Mike Evans, and he's going to win. I mean, he finished second in the league in touchdown receptions this year, like quietly finished second in the league behind Cooper Kupp in touchdowns. And you're like, I don't think I knew that if I was just watching, cursorily following the Bucs offense. So they still have weapons trending down. I wouldn't say that. I would say that the Bucs defense has gotten better as the season's gone on because they've gotten healthy. Carlton Davis is back at corner. Sean Murphy Bunting got hurt week one. He's back. Lavonte should be coming back this week. I think he practiced the past 2 days. So yeah, Shaq Barrett. I mean, you guys know how good Shaq Barrett can be rushing the edge. He's back this week. JPP is supposed to be back. So. Did they play as good as last year? No, because down the stretch last year, that Super Bowl Bucs team last year, it was on the defense. Their defense played great for about a month and a half, and it took them all the way to the Super Bowl. This is not that defense, but I think they're getting healthier, and so to say they're bad or worse, you know, better or worse, I really can't say. I would just say that they have the best quarterback in football. He finds a way to win games. And if the defense does enough, there's not a game they can't win.
All right, Rondé Barber, give me your – you have the Eagles winning the game, of course, on Sunday?
Oh, no? If I said that, there would be a 100 million people in the Tampa Bay area come carry my ass out of the state and get rid of me. So, no, I can't say
Maybe
that.
The organization would get rid of you, too. All right, but competitive game on Sunday, you think?
I think it's going to be a great game, actually. I think this is, and to be honest with you, I think this is a game that if either of these teams win, whichever one of these teams win, it's going to propel them to go forward because it's going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tough matchup. And I think the whole NFC is like that, actually. This is a pretty good week of wild card football this week.
Maybe some good games.
This is the one I want to watch most, maybe other than Buffalo and New England play for the third time. I think people want to see that, too.
Yeah, it's going to be cold up there. All right, Rondé, listen, we reversed the curse. I don't care what you say. We've officially reversed it. It's
Rondé
over.
Rondé co-signed it. We heard him.
Appreciate a few.
It. Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Rondé Barber.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing from that perspective how they felt it was destiny on their end. I think the narrative has always been last game at the Vet, they had lost the championship games, all those
It was
things.
Just the Kaiser Soze moment for me, Elliot.
Yeah.
It was. Like he's the Kaiser Soze stopped limping. He's not verbal Kent. He's Kaiser Soze. And it makes perfect sense. They were at it longer than the Eagles were trying to get over the hump.
Yeah, 99. And was it Sean King, I think?
Yeah. And they kept losing to the Eagles. They couldn't get over the Eagles, especially in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And they looked at it and said, this is our destiny. This is how we're going to do it. At the Vet, we're closing it down. Damn it.
It was interesting hearing him say how Donovan probably shouldn't have thrown it into, what did he say, cover two?
Cover two.
Yeah.
He didn't see it as cover two.
Right. Yeah, it was a tough moment for Donovan.
Man.
Yeah. I also like how he said everyone comes up to him still in Florida and brings it up to him all the time.
Yeah, because, you know, he probably already knows the Delco accent, Jack.
Oh, for sure. Jack and Delco reminds him three times a week.
Yeah, he sees him whenever
he's there. You Rondé Barber! Hey, Rondé!
Still running.
Yeah, still upset. I'm telling you, man, the strip sack he made earlier in that game was more important than the pick six.
Nah, you're wrong about that, but you're right that it was a big play.
I thought it was marching down the field.
I thought it was Simeon Rice. Was that a different
there
one?
There was two of them.
Yeah, Rondé had
Simeon got him before the half. And Rondé got him coming out of the second half as the Eagles are marching down the field.
Man.
It's a big game for Rondé.
Eagles had opportunities to win that game. They really did.
Again, go up 7-0. You know, they had the momentum.
Yeah.
It was a bad loss. But look, this game on Sunday, it's in the next chapter. Like, the Eagles players on the team now have a chance to do away with that memory, to bury the Bucs. Yeah, to have it. Eagles fans have a new memory when you think about the Buccaneers.
All right, text line, Jack.
Text line.
Elliot, not only are you a dope, but you also need a dog. All Brady has done is benefit from Belichick. Howard and Delco, dope.
I could tell that was Howard from the jump.
Yeah. Belichick.
Although I wonder how many errors you had to fix in that text line thing to get through that, right? I'm curious to see the actual text.
Yeah, it took him five tries to put a tweet out the other night.
Eventually.
He did. He got it. With our help on the air correcting him live.
Oh, really? Okay, nice.
Yeah, like we would say, like, it's not Eminem the candy, it's Eminem the rapper with an E.
It's a bad mistake by him.
Well, I forgive him.
Yeah,
he doesn't know.
He's the king, you know.
He doesn't know. It's
all
right.
He knows not what he does.
Yes, exactly. What's next?
Heard you losing your voice, honey. Do you need me to get you any more vegan butter or tea for your throat? Kristen in Philly.
Oh,
well,
nice.
Elliot?
Yeah, well, look, Kristen was already nice enough to get me a fresh two things, actually, of vegan butter. So I'm good to go on that. And I'll have some tea tonight.
Yeah, okay. Your voice is doing okay.
Yeah,
you did okay.
Doing okay.
It bounced back after
doing
earlier.
Okay. I think it was just dry that one day in here.
Well, but it happened earlier today.
2:45, I got a little concerned.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good at 2:45.
Because you started talking about back-to-backs and you didn't run this morning and
other
stuff.
Had the vegan butter, though, and that's all that matters.
Okay. All right, good. What's next?
Do you guys think Carson is going to watch the game Sunday? Joe in South Jersey.
No. No.
That's a great question.
No.
It's a loaded question.
He's got to watch it, right?
He's got to watch it.
I don't think that Carson Wentz is a huge NFL watcher as it is.
Yeah, true.
He's out. I mean, look out. Wherever he's living these days, any animals that are outside, look the hell out.
That's a good point. He might be out in the woods trying to ignore what happened.
I think there's going to be some ammunition, some rifles, and some dead animals.
How can you? I mean, if you're Carson and you don't watch it, like, do you avoid
I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at my phone. I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't listen to anything.
You think he takes Eagles plus +9 though?
No.
No, he's definitely taking the definitely taking the Bucks.
Yeah.
He's taking the Bucks.
He's taking the Bucks.
All the Jalen unders. Yeah.
If he's doing player props or one game parlays, they're all favoring the Bucks. Sure. Yeah, but I don't think like if you asked him on Monday if he knew who won those games, I would be like, no. I have no idea. I don't care.
My advice to Carson would just be retire. In all seriousness, you've made money, you're injured. Like, I don't even mean that in a mean way. Like, seriously, he's made a lot of money. It's not going well for him. I would retire before I would sign with another team.
Yeah,
if the Colts want you back, go give another shot.
But he would have to think that he was totally cooked, because there will be another team that gives him at least they're not going to bring him in as their franchise and their future. But like, are you telling me that let me think of an example of a team here.
Washington, Houston. Yeah. But do you want to do that if you're Carson? You live in Indianapolis.
Washington,
now.
Yes.
You got to go move there. You want to go move to Washington?
Washington, yes. Okay. Houston, no, because the team's not going to win anything. Washington has a good enough team. They just need better quarterback play.
I don't know, man. I think Carson, he's made a lot of money. Just go relax, chill with some ducks.
Well, what about Doug and Carson reuniting in New York?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Would Doug look? There it is. Would Doug take Carson back?
Would Spike take Carson in New York?
Yes.
Oh, could you imagine Spike if Carson ended up on the Giants?
Yeah, Spike would be. He would be trying to
back here.
Well, no, he would. There'd be all these Twitter bots that would be talking bad things about Carson Wentz and causing a controversy.
Carson on the Giants would be great because then it'd be versus the Eagles twice a year.
And he'd probably do well
for
in some
the one
of those
year
games.
He was there.
No, keep him the hell out of the NFC.
Who has a better chance of playing another game in Philadelphia, Carson or Ben?
Carson. Well, Ben's
even as returning as opposing players.
Well, Ben.
But does Ben just sit out all the games against the Sixers?
Porzingis sat the other night in New York.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
I could 100% see Ben sitting out, especially if he's in Western Conference, Sacramento. Like, there's no chance he's playing.
Yeah, give you a little.
No chance he's playing.
Maintenance day.
What's next?
While John is likely out on getting any more ink-making bets on the Eagles, how about Jack? Say a Nick tattoo with your favorite flower drop on your back if the Eagles win the Super Bowl? Or how about the lesser brand-building tattoo of feels like a loss tattooed on your arm if the Eagles make it to the NFC Championship game? You know you want to. Mike in Birdsboro.
It really pops out and it grows.
Well, Jack, how about a flower on your right shoulder blade?
That would look great. Maybe on my calf?
Feels like a loss written right on your forearm.
That's not a calf. A flower pot isn't a calf tattoo. That's a shoulder blade tattoo.
Maybe in the lower back.
I was thinking lower back.
Yeah.
A Sirianni face would work better on your calf.
Man. A flower with Sirianni's face in the middle.
The flower
I think
pot.
Has to be the bet.
How many flower costumes we get this weekend down in Tampa?
That'll be quite a bit, I think. Yeah.
Except it's raining. But flowers do need to be watered.
They do.
That's a good point. Any flowers that are there will be being watered.
People forget that.
Are you watering and are you fertilizing?
It's a great question.
Any more, Jack?
Love the guy's game plan of breaking Brady's leg. Might steal that for Sunday. Nick from the NovaCare.
Yes, who was it? I forget the game.
I forget. He never called us before.
No, he
hasn't.
I hope
he calls back.
He was so calm about it. He was like, look, nothing personal, but I just hope they break his leg.
That's a great idea.
He's pretty angry.
It's harsh. It's a little harsh. Had the Nick Foles license plate too.
We had a first caller of a show that wanted Mailata to go to the defense and clothesline Brady.
People really don't like Tom Brady.
That guy wants to break his leg.
So what's your actual pick?
My actual pick is that the Eagles fall short.
How close? They cover? I think we both like them plus the points, right?
I think that they're right there at the end, but just fall a little bit short. I'd go 27-23.
All right. I'm going 30-27 Eagles.
This is true opinion, and this isn't me slamming Jalen Hurts or anything like that. I just don't think they have enough offensively.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing better, but you're right. I mean, I do think as much as we talk about the matchups and all this, like, Jalen has to be special. There's going to have to be moments in the game where he needs to make plays, and he has to be special in those moments.
Well, and by the way, they have one wide receiver, and then Quez Watkins. So it's
and
like,
Dallas Goedert. And Dallas didn't have last game.
Yeah, Dallas is good, but do
and
they?
And Mailata played right tackle last
Mailata
game.
Mailata played right tackle last game. Well,
there you go. All right, let's try to sneak. Chuck, you got to make it quick. Chuck from Mount Airy, go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On a road to victory, fly, Eagles, fly. score a touchdown. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory.
Give it to me, Chuck.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go. 24-17, Birds.
There he is, Chuck from Mount Airy. I would take that, Elliot.
They got to play that like at an Eagles game after a touchdown.
Chuck, well, no. They.
Would you rather play that or this one?
Fly, Joe to camera.
Eagles fly. On, let's sell.
1, 2, 3.
L.
Yeah, probably Chuck.
Angry Al checking in. Hi, Angry Al.
Johnny Mark.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Melly?
Hi, Al.
I can't end the show on a Cowboy
Thanks,
fans
Elliot.
Note, so hurry
Why?
Up.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm going to give you my pick.
Yeah.
Eagles, 30. Bucks, 28.
Ooh.
Wow.
On a last-minute pick, 6 by Big Play Slay.
Last-minute pick six. Ultimate,
that would be reversing the curse.
Right. That would be the ultimate revenge for y'all, leading to the ultimate revenge for the Cowboys so we can fake
you
all right.
Yeah. I don't care.
Jerry in North Philly. Jerry, you're our final caller for today. Go.
Thank you, man. Yo, I want to say Tom Brady is the second best quarterback behind Joe Montana because he was the last through all them big hits that you know, they was doing back in the day. But Eagles, I say Eagles 33, Tampa Bay 27.
33-27.
A lot of people think they get in the 30s.
They're going to need to, Elliot.
They're going to need to, yeah.
That's what I believe. All right, man. You headed down. So you got Go Birds Radio tomorrow.
Yeah, Go Birds Radio tomorrow from 1 to 3, and then I'm flying to Tampa. So should be a good one. I'm excited for it. I haven't covered a playoff game on the road since the Alshon drop.
Okay. All right.
See how and a different ending. We'll see.
All right. Well, keep hydrated.
I'll try. I will. Thank you for having me the last
time. Oh, of course, man. Enjoyed it. Coming up next, Joe Giglio. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Eagles. And hopefully next time we talk live from Chiggs and Pete's. On Monday, it's after a big Eagles win. We'll talk to you then. See ya. Hey, listen, join Miller Lite this Sunday for the Eagles watch party. Bailey's Bar and Grill in Levittown. Meet Eagles alumni, cheerleaders, and Swoop. And enjoy the game with $3 Miller Lite aluminums and $4 22-ounce drafts, along with Bailey's game day menu like the cheesesteak egg rolls and the chicken parm fries. It's Miller Lite Eagles watch party with Eagle alums, cheerleaders, Swoop, signed merchandise, and more. It's this Sunday, Bailey's Bar and Grill in Levittown from 1 to 3 p.m. It's Miller Time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.